still in bed. It's about 11 o'clock down here, 10 minutes to 11. I had a good deal of pain in my side last night. I guess it's still knitting, and in my back, right over my hip pocket. But I went out and swore in Larry O'Brien yesterday, about 3 miles, and did all right. And I swore in John Gronowski, and I came back and talked to Califano once. That's about all I did yesterday, but I guess I got to take it a little slow for a few days.
Yes, I'm sure of that. I've been trying to do what you asked me to do, think about this matter. Haven't come up with anything, I'm sorry to say. I don't know anybody in this field, and except, as I say, the man who's in there, I know his record. But I'm sure I don't have any more sources of information than I have on this. In the meantime, of course, you know, we had an election, and that's what took up my time yesterday.
Yeah. I think it means, and I think it's just as clear as a nose on your face. And I think it's going to happen all over America, and I think it's just, it has happened in the past. There have been exceptions. Temporarily, you fool a few people, but I know you get disheartened, and I do, and you think that you go out there and try to take an illiterate truck driver and tell him what's best for him, because been mistreated and how he's got to go vote and you won't give up, but because he doesn't see even what's best for himself, he won't cooperate and so forth, and I feel that way every day. But when the chips are down and you hurt a man and you whip him and chain them and handcuff them and make the box populi go to the polls. He has a better smell and a better sense of values and knows better what's better for the country than John McCloy. And this old farmer that rides looking the back end of the mules on the cultivator all day long, he just sits there and thinks. And it's his boy that's in Vietnam, and it's his sister that's out of a job. It's his brother-in-law that got his car repossessed. And somehow or other they just add up and they do what's right if you can get them enough interest in them to vote. Now, we've got the most charming, the most able, the most potentially effective governor of this state that we've produced since I was born. But he got the Negroes all supported him, the Mexicans all supported him, and a good many of the people supported him, but the extreme left wing fought him and labor fought him, and they've driven him to the wall, and now he's developing into almost a crusty reactionary. And he appointed the first Negroes to office in this state. He appointed the first Negro on border regents and Mexicans. He brought them into his own office, but by God, when the chips were down on something, I've forgotten, wasn't voters' rights, but way back there on something before governor's conference, he went on television and opposed me, I guess, on the first civil rights bill, accommodations, the accommodation section. He said that the states ought to do it instead of Washington or something. He took the other side. He came up for a four-year term for governor. Now, we ought to have a four-year term. I voted for a four-year term. Labor opposed it because they just mad at him because he opposed accommodations. Yeah. And there were 10 amendments on the ballot. One of them was to let the legislators have a four-year term. One of them was to let the governor have a four-year term. One of them was to raise the salary of the speaker and lieutenant governor from $20 a day to $12,000 or something. Now, all three of those amendments ought to pass. The other one was veterans land grab, kind of selling more land to veterans. That was four. Now, I've forgotten the fifth one. Now, on the other side, one of them was a health amendment. One of them was to lend money for kids to go to school. One of them was to increase teachers' pay and teachers' retirement. One of them was Kerr Mills. I can't think of the other one, but it was an education, health, socially conscious thing. Those five overwhelmingly were accepted. The other five were overwhelmingly defeated. Even with a brilliant, attractive, popular governor whose polls goes 86% now. Yeah. So they can't carry over their stuff. They don't, Adam Clayton Powell, John Connally, Lyndon Johnson just can't do it. Roosevelt couldn't do it. Roosevelt endorsed me, spent more money, did more for me in 1941 when I was 33 years old because he scared Martin Dyers would be elected. And damned if Pappy O'Daniel, the biggest demagogue Texas ever produced, didn't beat Roosevelt and me and my Dyers, all of us put together. This old Vox thought that he was for him because he was for old age pensions and because he was for the working man and because he talked their language. Now, these folks express themselves. If you ever saw the mayor of Cleveland, you'll know why the Negro out there did the job. They felt like that he just doesn't have their feel. He doesn't have their rapport. He's not a good thing. Adams had enough of his problems, and these folks got to where they think they got enough sense to act for themselves. They don't need Johnson telling them. They'll tell you the same thing. They don't need Wilkins telling them. They don't need Adam Clayton Powell telling them. And if you, during your lifetime, can do nothing except get them to vote, I'll guarantee you, and I'll resign my office 12 months from now if I'm not right. You'll see the people come into power in every southern state if you let them vote. They beat the governor, they beat the president, they beat everybody down here this time. I was for all these amendments, so was the governor for the socially conscious ones. But the point is, the four-year term that the governor wanted, they voted against it just because they thought that, by gosh, he was a little bit too much with the interest, and they didn't want a four-year governor. They wanted to get a crack at him every two. And, they can do it in Louisiana. Russell Long will be the only, he'll be no Ellinger in Louisiana. He'll be the only one that survives that, he and Hale Boggs. The same thing will happen in Mississippi, just sure as I'm sitting here. The same, every one of these states that you consider the worst states in the Union will wind up being the best. And you don't have to get your 40% vote. All you got to do is just get about 14 to 20.
That's right. That's right. Well, in answer to what you...
Nick Kinsenbo sent me a long memorandum yesterday on what he had told the civil rights groups about voting. And I couldn't call him. I'm not taking any call. I'm not talking to any cabinets. You're about the only person I've talked to except Joe Califano and Dean Rusk. But I told my boy to call him back and say, that's fine what civil rights can do, but you make a plan for me as to what Brandon and the Attorney General and every district attorney and the president can do to get everybody voting. And I'll go to any meeting. I'll issue any proclamations. I'll go to Cleveland, or I'll go to Huntsville, or I'll go to Birmingham, or I'll go to Little Rock, and just say, let's let every person in this state vote. If you, we want you to defend your country. We want you to help us to preserve the peace. And the best way to do it is to be able to vote. I don't care who you are, Mexican, Negro, white, Baptist, Catholic, Jew, just vote. If we can ever get that done, why, this will be solved. And the best way to have done it was home rule. We've got two or three things we got to do. One is home rule. We've got to do that, Roy. You got to do it. You're missing the greatest opportunity in the world, and you all went to Europe.
Yeah. No, we didn't go to Europe. We had our troops there.
No, they...
I had my troops there.
Yeah, but tell you...
About the rest of them.
We weren't effective. I had mine there, but I didn't do the job, and I apologize for it. I did everything I knew, but it wasn't enough.
You did a magnificent thing with the president. That what you did was unprecedented, so you don't need to apologize.
Well, but it's not done yet.
Well, it wasn't done yet, but you went right out there farther than anybody ever went.
I don't know who the man is. He may be Nabrith. He may not have enough sex appeal. It may be Washington, this little fella. It may be somebody. We ought to get the ablest man in Howard University, the ablest leader in Washington. And we just oughtn't to rely on the same old 7-6. And we ought to go back and put old Moon in, and he ought to work as close to the president as the cabinet officer, and he ought to lead that country. And that'll do more to emancipate the world than anything else.
Yes, he'll do a lot. He'll do a lot. I followed your business about the registration in Texas. We're opening up there either today or tomorrow with a press conference. And they're going to stimulate the work in Texas. I've got to try and find some money for it. I'm seeing a couple of people this week, next week, as soon as I come back from Missouri, and try to get some money behind that voter registration in Texas accelerator from last year. Now, last week they reported to me they got 840 more registrations in Bessemer, Alabama. We're at this thing day and night. We've got men hired to do nothing but that on our staff, and they're at work on it. They're not making a lot of noise, but they're working at it.
I do two things. Yeah. I never talk about the political philosophy of the state by the president or the governor or the mayor or anything else. I just say, if we are to be free, we must vote. Now, we told everybody that if they pass the voters' rights bill, and there's only 60 voted against it, we would vote. Now, we've got to make, I'm not caring how you vote, but vote, get registered. Then the next second stage will be how they vote. But let's just get them registered where they can vote, that's all.
Well, we're working at it, Mr. President, and that's the main thing I wanted to tell you. That's the only...
Don't get tied in with just any particular labor group or Johnson group or Conley group or the mayor group.
Yes.
Tell them to get all the preachers, all the teachers, and just say we must have enough self-respect. We cannot ask other people to respect us if we don't respect ourselves, and we can't have self-respect if we're not eligible to vote.
I'm going to ride herd personally on the Texas.
I wish you would. In Houston and Beaumont and Corpus Christi with the Mexicans and Dallas and San Antonio, those places can control this state. They're going to determine whether John Tower comes back as a Republican or not.
Well, I intend to give him my personal attention.
I'll him very quietly. I never raise money. But if you'll get a man in Alaska or you'll get somebody that doesn't give...
I'm help me, but only to indicate that I'm after it.
Well, if you just whisper to Lee White, three or four people that are the best bets, whether it's the Rockefellers or the Laskers or whoever it is, it's got a lot of money, the Spinells, or anybody that has helped before that might. I'll have men when I get up off my back and see if I can't get them to get something. I'll even put in some myself quietly if you don't advertise it.
Well, I don't advertise anything.
I want to do it. I know that you can emancipate and save this country if you'll get them to vote. And I think you think that you can control till you get 51%. You can run this show with...
I know better.
If you'll give me...
You can do it with 20%.
If you'll give me 15, 20% of the votes in 10 states, I'll tell you that they'll be for the people.
Look what Buckley did with 13% in New York City.
That's exactly right. That's right. Now back to the Weaver thing. What I want to do, I find a good deal of folks that think that Lawrence is too shy and that the Congress